Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Domingos on the 18th of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Over 26,000 mobile devices and laptops were lost on the Transport for London network between April 2017 and April 2018. About half were phones, the rest e-readers, tablets and laptops, according to a latest report. This survey contains a number of suggestions to protect enterprises given these statistics, such as better identity verification on mobiles, increased security training and scrapping trust as a valid policy element. Spanish telecom Telefónica had a data breach yesterday, potentially exposing millions of its customers' data. It was quickly fixed and reported to authorities. Both identity and payment information was exposed. The breach happened through poor website security. A small change in a URL could access customer data. A Spanish consumer rights group notified the company after receiving a customer complaint. According to a new PricewaterhouseCoopers report, AI will create more jobs than it displaces in the UK. The report, which was released yesterday, says that while AI is projected to eliminate 7 million jobs, the technology is expected to create 7.2 million jobs. Some industries will be more affected than others, such as health, professional, scientific, and educational sectors, will see the largest net increase in jobs, while manufacturing, transportation, and public administration sectors will see net losses. Crypto assets do not yet pose a material risk to global financial stability, according to the Financial Stability Board, an international body that keeps tabs on the global financial system and makes recommendations to the G20. But vigilant monitoring is needed in light of the speed of developments and data gaps, the FSB said on a new report. This report describes a framework for gauging the implications of cryptocurrency market for financial stability. Besides getting a handle on the market size and growth, the board says it's critical to get better at quantifying how exposed banks and other financial institutions are to cryptocurrencies. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.